This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We'll get to the Met fans in a second. How you feeling on a back-to-back, punch-in-the-face kind of day? Yesterday it was Edwin Diaz, and today, if you're just tuning in, Pete Alonso is now a former Met. He is signing a 5-year, $152 million deal with the Baltimore Orioles. But Pete Alonso has done something that is very rare in New York sports. He has left as a free agent for a lucrative contract elsewhere. And when guys do that, it is met with anger towards them, along with anger towards the team. But when Robbie Cano left, there was anger towards Robbie Cano. You heard it yesterday concerning Edwin Diaz. There were a lot of Met fans, Tommy being one of them, angry at Edwin Diaz. Pete Alonso is leaving New York as a hero. You will not hear one person badmouth Pete Alonso on the way out. And then you throw in the fact that he goes to the most unobnoxious team in Mets history, like a team in the American League East, that, you know, other than the 1969 World Series, we don't have any issues with.
Right.
Like, Pete Alonso is leaving in a way in which we're all loving him and hating Cohen and Stearns. And so that's unique, because even Darryl left. He was met with a mixed reaction upon his return. Yeah. Everyone gets somewhat of a mixed reaction. Pete Alonso is going to be universally loved upon his return on September 14th at Citi Field.
Because he was pushed out the door. And it leaves us now asking why. And there are many different reasons why. One could be, as we were just talking about, it's a business decision. They don't believe that it's going to ultimately pay off because they're not going to win a championship with the Dodgers dominating and signing everybody, including their closer, Edwin Diaz, and going to keep winning championships. So why do it? It also could have something to do with the lockout, right? The potential lockout and then salary cap that's on the other side of that. And now you're seeing from the New York Post, agents have told Joel Sherman that the Mets are telling them they did have a clubhouse issue last year, despite the media saying otherwise.
Despite them telling the
telling media otherwise.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. There's been so much smoke around that for 4 years already, 3 or 4 years. You would think it would have gotten out in some capacity, not after everybody is gone.
The
Mets gone. Alonso's gone. Diaz is gone. Okay, yeah, we had a problem with all those guys. That's horse crap.
The Mets are trying to save face.
Right.
That's what they've been doing for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And some Met fans will buy it and they will eat it up and say, let's blame Diaz or blame the locker room or blame whatever they want. The Mets are attempting right now to publicly leak stuff to save face.
Mm-hmm.
And that will work on some. It's not going to work on me. I know what is going on right now. You didn't want to give Pete Alonso 5 years, period, stop.
Yes.
That was your problem. You probably treated Edwin Diaz in negotiations like it was just a business deal. You didn't view him as the family you sold Juan Soto on. And so Edwin Diaz was bothered and probably said, go scratch and left. So if you want to leak out, we're just so surprised, that offer was crazy, we actually did have a locker room issue, okay. Some will buy it.
Right.
I choose not to. Let's get to your calls. And then coming up at exactly 2:40, I'm going to give him 10 minutes. We will hear from Positive Tommy. Because I have no idea what he thinks about what has gone on today.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Tommy.
10 minutes. We will hear from him. The floor will be yours. And I promise I won't throw anything at you, scream at it. Yeah, I'll shut my mic off. But let's get to some of your calls. Paul is in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
Hey, before I get to Pete, what are we going to find out tomorrow? Gary, Keith, and Ron are now calling Dodger games. All right, so here's the thing. I'm not even being sentimental. Since 2019 through 2025, Pete's one of the rare homegrown players we've ever seen with this franchise who's put up absolute monster numbers. He's not slowing down. I don't care. He chased the curveball in 24. He got right back. Last year, got right back in the saddle. We need a right-handed power bat. We need an impact player. We can't find one in free agency this year. We can talk about all these lefties in the free agency market. We can't find a right-handed bat like Alonso, and no one's going to trade you one. So the way he has gotten
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Expected for 2 years when he's an absolute asset all-star homegrown Met. I don't care. Trade Diaz. Trade everyone. He is a guy who deserves to be here, deserves more respect. It is an absolute rock star to trying to win a pennant. They are absolutely dead wrong on this. Dead wrong. Watch the games and get out of the monitors.
Well said, Paul. I agree with you. I'll give you some very simple stats that everybody can understand. Starting in 2021, 152 games,
yep.
160 games, 154 games, 162 games, and 162 games. The man plays every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make fun of his square ass or his body or what you think he's going to look like in 3 or 4 years, do it at your own risk. I have no reason to believe he's going to break down in 5 years.
But I don't. It's not any of those issues.
Then why didn't they want to go more than 3 years, T?
And
this isn't new. Business. This was last year, too.
Business, money, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a dumb business decision.
I agree with
you. Baseball-wise, there's no proof he's going to break down. People keep saying it like there's proof to it.
No, there is no proof to that. That's just nonsense. It just sounds good. It's just something you say because it you can't disprove it.
He had his highest OPS last year since, like, his rookie season. Like, what are we talking
about?
I'm
just telling you, the only reason people keep saying that is because you can't disprove it. Like, you can't prove it. We can't disprove it either.
Right. When you project the future, how can I disprove it?
Exactly. So it doesn't. You have no idea. It could happen. It could not happen. And ultimately, for Pete, Pete is going to go to the Orioles, going to be perfectly fine, and probably now be better than the Yankees. Again, the problem that we now have because of David Stearns. But Pete Alonso is, he fell into the into this negotiation at the exact wrong time. It's unfortunate, but it's the exact wrong time. And I feel like the Mets, meaning Cohen and David Stearns, are trying to create narratives to make it okay. But the problem in baseball, unlike football, is that if you start pissing off your fan base and they stop going, it hurts you worse on the bottom line. In the NFL, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody has to go. It doesn't matter.
Right. Look at the Jets.
Exactly.
No biggie.
It's 100. Well, I mean, they are trying to sell tickets on our station. So I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're going to keep accelerating.
They're trying to sell tickets, but it doesn't really affect their bottom line as
baseball
much as others.
Baseball matters. Yes. Without asses in the seats, baseball matters, which is why Steve Cohen was so loud last year saying, people, I need you to come. And they came.
Well, I've got good news.
And then he let them down.
I got good news for Steve. On September 14th, 15th, and 16th, it'll be packed. Because that's when the Orioles come to town midweek in September. Ethan is in Syosset. What's up, Ethan? Ethan?
You know, I'm happy that Joe Beningo is going to be coming out at 4. This is unacceptable. You let the best closer in baseball go to the freaking world champ Dodgers, and now you're going to let Pete Alonso go to the Orioles for 5 years, $155 million? You telling me you cannot offer Alonso that? Are you serious? I have enough of David Stearns. He should be fired no tomorrow. I'm so sick and tired of his arrogance. I am. You know, what next thing you know is they're going to trade Lindor and Soto. Let's be honest about it. Because this guy Stearns is all about getting these dumpster diving players. I'm just so sick of this. I'm so sick of David Stearns, and Steve Cohen needs to wake up and see what's happening. Who cares about your goddamn casinos? Wake up and smell the coffee.
I hope Steve realizes, and thank you for the call, Ethan. Appreciate the passion. Mm-hmm. Steve Cohen better realize, fair or not, because it's going to come out of Ethan's mouth, Beningo's mouth, my mouth, everyone's mouth. Fair or not fair, that casino is now being attacked. Because you look,
so true.
As of now, as all I wanted was my casino.
Yes.
I got my casino. I don't care about anything else. And I admit, that's not fair.
Right.
But that's the perception that he has to deal with.
He'd be better off just not even talking about it until it's up, until it's done.
Yes.
Don't talk about it at all.
Well, good news. Over the next 4 years, he doesn't have to talk about it. We'll see it being built right in front of our eyes for the 18,000 people that decide to show up. Let's go to Zach in Holbrook. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I typically only call in about the Giants because that's all I know. Admittedly, all I do is root for football and the Giants because I grew up a Mets fan. I'm 33 years old, and I grew up a Mets fan, going to Shea Stadium with my brother and my uncle so much. But, you know, being a Mets fan growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, I got my ass kicked too many times with all these Yankee fans around here.
Right.
The reason being, though, is because this is my problem with baseball. Baseball is, you know, I'll rephrase it. This is my problem with the MLB. Baseball, I love. You know, the sport itself, I grew up playing it. I lived eating, breathing, and sleeping baseball so much. But once I learned and I was old enough to understand that the salary cap, there's no salary cap in baseball, I stopped giving a crap about the Mets and the MLB. Mm. All I cared about is the Giants because they were winning, and you know what? This is the
But Zach, they lost him to the Orioles.
Yeah.
They lost him to the... I don't want to hear about the salary cap today.
He's talking history, though.
I understand, but I don't want to hear about the salary cap. The Mets have a billionaire owner. They're supposed to be able to use their muscle. They have had some of the highest payrolls in baseball the last couple of years, and they just lost him to the Orioles.
Right.
So the salary cap to me is completely irrelevant in at least this discussion.
Well, the Orioles do have a billionaire owner as well.
And what's their payroll? It's not higher than the Mets.
Not yet.
But it's not going to be. This is the first time we've seen this new owner go out... Did he lose Corbin Burns? Did he keep Corbin Burns? This is the first time the Orioles have made a move, and I give him credit.
Maybe he didn't want Corbin Burns.
Okay. Bottom line
I'm
just, is...
I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, but you're doing that whole predict the future thing. I can't prove you wrong. As of right now, the Orioles are not the Mets in terms of spending.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You can't deny that. And that's who the Mets lost him to. So why is the salary cap relevant to today? It's not. Exactly. That's
not
my point.
No.
So I don't need to hear it today.
I think what he was talking about was without a salary cap, he knew that the Mets were never going to win. He knew that the Mets were at a massive disadvantage to all of the other teams, and particularly the Yankees, who could just outspend you.
But now they have a billionaire owner.
Okay, but now they... So again, but he hasn't come back in yet. Why? Because they've only been to the playoffs twice under Steve Cohen. You know what I mean?
And no, I actually don't know what anybody means. I'm just going to move on because it's just pissing me off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.